Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called Spotting Rodent Infestations in Portland Homes. You know what blows my mind? 70% of Portland homeowners miss the early warning signs of rodents until these unwanted tenants have already set up a full-blown apartment complex in their walls. But don't worry, by the end of this episode, you'll be a certified rodent detective. Let's talk about what I call the Midnight Symphony first. If you're up between 2 and 5 a.m., maybe binge-watching that new show or feeding the baby, and you hear what sounds like tiny tap dancers in your walls, that's your first red flag. Rats and mice are creatures of habit, like that neighbor who walks their dog at exactly 6:43 every morning. They'll create predictable running routes above your ceiling, with periods of silence followed by bursts of activity. It's like their own little nocturnal CrossFit session. Now onto the evidence trail these sneaky squatters leave behind. Think of it as CSI Rodent Edition. Along your baseboards, you might notice dark, greasy marks. That's their fur leaving a trail, like a tiny, disgusting version of breadcrumbs. Check your wood trim for teeth marks. Rodents need to constantly chew to keep their teeth from overgrowing. And those little dark, rice-shaped presents in your cabinet corners? Well, let's just say those aren't forgotten pieces of wild rice. Here's where it gets interesting for Portland homes specifically. Our beautiful old Craftsman and Four Squares are basically rodent hotels if we're not careful. Look for gaps bigger than a quarter inch in your foundation. That's all they need. Your roof line, especially where pipes enter, is like a welcome mat for these critters. Just last month, I worked with a family in Southeast Portland who thought their kitchen was haunted. They kept hearing weird sounds but blamed it on old pipes. Classic Portland, right? Turns out they had an entire rat family living between their walls, complete with grease marks behind the stove that would make a short order cook proud. Here's your homework. Tonight, grab a flashlight and play detective in your kitchen. Check those baseboards like you're looking for dropped pizza toppings. If you spot any greasy smears or those lovely rice-sized calling cards, don't wait. Call a professional immediately. Trust me, rodents are like bad house guests. The longer they stay, the harder they are to evict. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.